I wanna speak today from today's Torah portion, from and also from my heart about something what I'm personally take from my, for me. Nothing new, you know. Always when I come here, I speak that Bible is very old book. Probably we know everything from there, but you know sometimes it's so beautiful when we can see something new for us, even to remember something old that we already know. I want to speak from Torah portion from Deuteronomy chapter 4, few places of scripture. And also it's powerful because today during the Torah reading, Rondi, she wrote from this place of scripture. And for me this is powerful because it's confirmation for me. From all the chapters, she pick up this specific verse. I want to read from, first of all, from Deuteronomy 4, 9, and verse 9. So this is, I will start with it. One more step back. Moshe, he talked to the people of Israel about their journey. So this is the specific moment of their life. They're already almost there, in the front of in the gates of promised land. So their future in front of them. For me, it's like, you know, when the son, he's graduated from school or from university and he's ready to go somewhere. So and parents, they put him in front of them and begin to speak to him something very important for his future. And this was the time of special fellowship, Moses, the Lord, with the people of Israel. And verse 9, so important place of scripture. Only be watchful and watch over your soul closely. This already message. one verse. Only be watchful. Be careful. Look carefully. And watch over your soul closely, so you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, and they slip from your heart all the days of your life. So remember, be watchful. Remember everything what's happened with you in the past, so that you will be careful with your future. You are to make them known to your children and to your children's children. So I want to take 1 second here, 1 moment, and show something. So remember your past. Remember what you saw there in past, before. Why? Because now you will remember it for yourself, and you will pass it to your children and to your grandchildren. Let's say together, remember. Remember. How can you pass something if you don't remember anything? If you have amnesia, it's hard to teach your children. Verse 28, spiritual amnesia, I mean. And here he speaks about future. This verse also very important here. There you will serve man-made gods of wood and stone. This is also one of the reasons why, because they keep forgetting about past. Every time. This is human nature. Try to forget, you know, good stuff and remember if somebody need to give you something, you know. Somebody own you something, you remember. When it's good stuff, we need to take action to remember it. Make, you know, steps to remember it. So, there you will serve man-made gods of wood and stone, which do not see or hear or eat or smell. But from there you will seek Adonai, your God, and you will find him when you seek him with all your hearts and with all of your soul. Verse 30. When you are in distress, powerful, in distress, in bad place, and all these things have come on you, in the latter days you will return to Adonai your God and listen to his voice. For Adonai your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. It's powerful, beautiful promises in our lives. He will not forget. He will not abandon you. He will forgive. He will be merciful on you every time, even in future. Can you see here? So Moses, he is prophesying about their future, and he already begin to put some foundation for their future. If you will have mistake, and you will look for the Lord with all your heart, you will find him. He will come to you. He will forgive you. He will forget about these sins because he will restore you. Powerful. So Moshe reminds them of their past and speaks about their future. He is speaking straight to them. He is not trying to cover in anything from their past. You know, he don't say to them, everything is good, guys. No problem. It's not idols, it's just mistakes. Forget about this. You know, when Moses speaks to the people of Israel, it's always powerful. When I had possibility to read some of the anti-Semitic books, usually they used these places of scripture from Moses. They took it out of the scriptures, out of the context, and they use it. But we can read it here. Even if you do something wrong, and the Lord will punish you, and you will return to the Lord, he will forgive you. He will restore you. He will remember covenant with you. This is powerful. So Moses, he don't try to cover in or hiding anything from them. He honestly speaking with the people of Israel. He remind them everything. Good stuff and not so good. Beautiful moments and spanking, you know. Their victories and their failures. Honest. The Lord is honest with us. Do you know it? Probably we need to be honest with him also because he is honest with us. So, but always, please remember it, always, even when he speaks hard, tough things, he gave them way out. He always remember and remind them about forgiveness and about mercy of the Lord. He never put them in the corner, you know. Sometimes when our children are not obedient, we put them in the corner. Stand here. One wall left, one wall right, nothing, never to go. But this is not with the Lord. So he has never put us in the corner. He just going us, moving us forward. So the Lord had taught them lesson from their past and from their future. I know that easy to say, I will start again. You know, sometimes people says, I will start again, you know, from the problems. I know, when we came to the Lord, he gave us new beginning. Amen. He gave us possibility to start over our life again, from zero, from scratch. We were dead, now we're alive. We were blind, now we can see. What a difference. But we can't say, I will start again, I will start. It's something wrong if we will start again always our life. Because we cannot start our life always from the scratch. It doesn't happen this way. You know, the scripture is not just positive teaching. Don't think about bad stuff. Think only about good stuff. And everything will be okay with you. You know? Everything great. Everything good. You did so great. It's no problem you kill someone. It's not a problem, you know. You're a great man. Super. Let's do, continue, and the Lord will bless you. No. No. What Lord wants to tell us? Don't forget about your past. Don't forget about what's happened with you then in the wilderness. Everything. And good stuff. Your victories. When you jump in with the joy, when you just came through the Red Sea, you remember what they did there. They just worshiping the Lord. But remember also the times when you're grumbling against the Lord. Remember it. Because it has a purpose in your life. Everything has a purpose. We have a great saying, without the past, we will not have a future. And it's very, very, very important for us. So important to remember all the way, every time when the Lord helped you and taught you, every time, good and bad situation, when you had problems, but the Lord helped you to get out of it. Remember your tears of repentance. Don't forget about it. Remember your tears of joy. Don't forget about this. This is so important personally for you and for your family. For you, for your children, and for your grandchildren. Amen. Sometimes our past is not quite pleasant because it's contained with the victories, but also with our failures, with our bitterness, with the defeats or some with losses. But let's remember every time. Our attitude and our perspective on our past shapes our worldview and defines our future. When I think about the great example from scriptures, I remember Joseph always. Joseph. What a story. He was the smallest one in the family, which means he was most loved by father. This is, automatically. Smallest, you the best. And he was sold to the slavery by his brothers. He loved them so much, but they just, they sold him. He was slave after the Lord raised him up. And then, in the high place of his life, he was once again put in the prison, in the bottom of the prison. He had all the choices. He had all the rights to be bitter against the Lord, against the people, brothers. But he decided that his future will not depend from his past. He decided to follow the Lord. He decided to have a right point of view, the right eyes on his life. He decided to look at his life from the God's perspective, from the perspective of the Lord and perspective of the Lord's heart. Because why? Because he knew the Lord. He knew him. This is powerful. If we are looking from the sinful point of view, from our own sinful eyes, we will have fears and failures always. But if we are looking from the perspective of the faith, we will have knowledge and wisdom. Even if we remember our past mistakes from the Lord's eyes, Lord's point of view, it will give us wisdom to not do this in the future. If we will see it with our flesh memories, we will always do the same, always. I will give an example. This is a very simple question for you. Probably it's not for you because you already... We already much higher level, but do you remember in your life, wherever you experienced difficult or problems, maybe health issues or financial difficulties or something, do you remember your feelings in that moment? Probably it was, high point of your life. You was just so rejoicing every day. You wake up, Lord, thank you so much for this problem with my money. Oh, I can't pay my, I never seen the person who had problem with kidney says, hallelujah, I'm so glad I have pain. So usually people are crying, praying, sometimes even asking hard questions. Lord, why it's happened with me? Answer me, Lord. I need your answer. But do you remember after, when you made through, probably, maybe not so easy, but made through it, what's happened with your heart then? Do you remember the joy of the Lord in your heart when He healed you, when He brought you out of these difficulties? And now you are free from it. You're rejoicing. You're a free person. You experienced the mercy of the Lord. And now your heart is tender. You see the people from the different perspective. You can see the needs of people. Before you walk, just by yourself, but now you can see the people who is around you, who has the same struggles, and you have compassion to pray for them and to minister to them. This is how our past experience can influence in our future walking with the Lord, if we see it from the perspective of the Lord. Amen. I just want to read from one place of scripture, but before I want to say, the Lord wants to teach us how to look at everything with His eyes, not with other eyes. Everything. What's happened in America? Oh, probably we need to, you know, take and prepare it for us grave and just, you know, and just lay down and wait, Lord. Time is coming. But when we look at everything through His eyes, we can see the opportunities from Him. We can see the opportunities to touch the people's life around us through His Spirit, through His vision. We can bring the hope and faith to the people around us. We have power to do it because of the Holy Spirit. I want to read from Romans chapter 8. This is a beautiful place of scripture. Now we know. Let's say together, now we know. So what it means in English? I don't know. Russian probably different, but what in English? Now we know. What does it mean, now we know? It means before, I didn't know. And now I know. If you will read a scripture before, one verse before, you will see there, it's about the prayer and spirit. It means the Spirit of God gave us the opportunity and possibility to see things what was hiding from us before. Now we believers, now we came to the Lord, now we're filled with the Holy Spirit, now we have ability to be in His presence, and now we know, because He prays and He worships through us. He give requests to the Lord through us in His Spirit, and now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. Wow. What it means, all things? What it means, all things? Who knows what it means? I think it means all things. Probably it's difficult theology, yes? Why? Because now you're a spiritual person. You can take everything from the perspective of the Lord. And you can have understanding from the Lord what to do and where to go and why it's happened with you. Even if you don't know now, you can accept the fact from the Lord that everything is good for you because He is good to you. He has a good future for you. He is lovingly Father. He loves you. And it's here, who are called according to His purpose. So I want to take two pieces of it, like two parts. First part, everything is good, not for everyone. No, for the people who has a bad view or bad perspective of you, it's bad for them. For people who don't know the Lord, who don't feel with the Spirit, it's not good for them. It says here, only for those who love God. Let's say, who loves God. Love it about heart, about our attitude to the Lord. We decide to follow Him. We decide to walk with Him. We decide to accept everything from His arms. And also, second part, who are called according to His purpose. When I see the words called in the scripture, for me it means person who have a vision, who is going somewhere. Because calling, it means vision for your life. When Lord calls you, it means He gives you vision to go somewhere. So, people who see things from His perspective, everything will be good for them. Everything. Even difficult stuff, even difficult times will be good for them. I remember some situations in my personal life. I had so many of them. It's hours of discussion with tea and everything. But I remember once it was probably 10 years ago. I don't remember how many years. We're so old, so I don't remember how many. We walked with Ina on the park in Nikolaev, Ukraine, and we we discussed something in our life. It was tough time in our life. It was difficult in financial. It was something with our health issues. It was some things in the congregational life. So we discussed with her openly as Moses speaks to the Jewish people. So, you remember? Remember. What will you do? Okay, let's talk together. Will we continue or not? Should we continue or not? What we did wrong? What should we need to remember for future? And I don't think all of us, we always have the high point of our life. Probably you heard from TV, somebody has somewhere, I don't know where. But usually people has ups and downs. Sometimes we are in the power of the Lord, we feel ourselves strong, powerful. You know, we have our wings, we can fly. Sometimes we feel ourselves like our wings disappear or just, you know, we just step on our wings every time and just... And, you know, that time's good and that time's also good. So we were in that point of view and we just felt ourselves not so good, not so strong, not so powerful. Think about our stuff. And during that moment, we had a call. I had a call on my phone. I get my phone number. I get my phone. I begin to talk. And it was called from one of them. Now he's my friend. He is a pastor of one of the church in one of the European Union countries, and he invited us to lead the conference in this city, this country. And in that low point in our life, when we felt ourselves miserable, hard, difficult, we stand before the walls of situations. In that moment, Lord opened for us so many opportunities. So many people we touched there. When we came to that conference, I don't want to tell where is it. Probably this pastor will be here. He will share with you. He promised me to come. I remember when we came there, it was a huge conference. Probably it was the first conference in that country, Jewish conference, first. And so many believers, so many miracles happened in that service. People get healed. We prayed for 2 o'clock in the night or something. Powerful presence of the Lord. Our low point, our low feelings, and His high point. Because when we feel ourselves strong, sometimes we take glory to ourselves. But when He's moving, He's moving. So what I want to say by this, He does not depend from our feelings and our points. Do you have low point or high point? If you trust the Lord, everything is good for you. He can use you in any moment of your life. Do you feel it or you don't feel it? If you are called by Him, He will do it. Also, I don't want to take much time about this, but do you remember, probably Rabbi David talked about this already and Brian Stone, about our coming here. All the situations with visas, it was beautiful time. When we decide and accept invitation to come here, Rabbi David bought us tickets, so send us already with the dates. And, you know, this is very cheap tickets, very cheap, probably a few thousand dollars, you know. It's like trolley bus tickets to Miami back. Very expensive. Very expensive. And we get the passports, and my visa was okay, correct, and Ina's visa was not correct. Wrong visa. And remember, we decided to go in 2 days on the road, and we had agreement to take our family to sit together, to eat together, to, you know, to say goodbye to each other, because this is great step, big step to come here from Ukraine. And I remember we talked with Rabbi David, and he told us, you need to go to embassy today and ask them to change, to fix your visa. So it was question for us, what to do? Tomorrow we have time together, but we need to leave now. So we even don't pack yet our bags, so we packed for like 15 minutes, everything put together. Later we just find that we don't pack so many things there. So So we went to Kyiv, we came to this embassy, and it was with David, small David. We tired because it was all night drive. We came to this building, and United States Embassy in Ukraine, in Kyiv, this is, you know, when you come there, it's, you see huge fence, you know, nothing more. You can see these gates and the men, security, with nice face. Who look at you like, why are you coming here? You know, why are these people coming here? And I remember we came to him, and I just came to him and told him, please, can you help us? We need to change our visa. So he looked at us like, where are you coming from, guys? What problem do you have? He told us, okay, I can tell you what to do. Go home, relax, send a message here to the embassy, email. Probably in 1 month you will get the answer. Appointment time, when you will come to us, we will find the way. So, but you know the rest of the story. Brian Stone connect with the Senator Rubio office. Senator Rubio called to Ukrainian embassy because it was their mistake, not ours. We did everything correct. And I remember I told him, please call to your boss, you know, this face. Ask him. So he called to his boss. 2 hours, we already going to the airport and flying here. So, but why I tell this? Because of this difficulty, it does not mean the Lord not with us. Because of these fightings, it does not mean the Lord does not love us or don't want to bless us. It simply means that the Lord wants to teach us and give us victory, from victory to victory, from glory to glory. Amen. I have so many to say, but we don't have really all the time. I just want to say to you, sometimes in our life we have like circle of situation, the same as Jewish people in wilderness. You remember, 40 years around the same mountain. You know, what a wonderful trip. You know, probably they know everything there, you know, every stone, every bush, you know. They just... 40 years, vacation. I know what will happen there. You know, nothing new. Only wilderness and problems. So, and in our life, I found something interesting that every time when I fail in some areas of my life, the Lord forgive me, the Lord cleans me, the Lord give me strength. But after time, He leading me to the same place of my life. Why? Because He wants to give victory to me. He wants to teach me something. He wants me to be victorious in this life. Amen. He don't want to have people who are losers always. He fight for us. He teach us. He blessed us. He want to bless us so much. And everything, so many things depend from our way of thinking about it. When we remember our past, we need to see it from the Lord's point of view. Everything is good for us. So nothing from their past is useless. And everything is leading them to the victory in the life of the Jewish people, and also in our life. This is why the Moses, every time when he speaks to the fault of the Jewish people, always he shows them a lesson. And always he points them on the mercy of the Lord, on their forgiveness, on the love of the Lord. You know what I found? Something very interesting. It's not in my message, but I want to tell it, mention it. When we're walking with the Lord, sometimes it's hard to forgive. Who is with me? It's easy to forgive our heart. If you will tell me easy, I will tell you it's somebody did something small to you, you know. It depends how easy your heart. It's hard. It's taking action. It's taking our hearts. But I found something. Sometimes most difficult to forgive yourself. And it's hard to forgive somebody if you can't forgive yourself. If you can't see yourself through the eyes of the Lord, it's hard to see others through the eyes of the Lord. This is why Moses always showing them who is the Lord for them, how lovingly He is. So from victory to victory, and 1 Corinthians says here, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from the glory to glory, just as from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Let's say from the glory to glory. I will end with a wonderful story of Scripture, from Scripture. Through this story, the Lord called me into the ministry. And it was, of course, in the low point of my life, of course. It was hard time when we had also situations, and it just, you know, I was thinking about my future, how to live, what to do. I study in the architecture university, so should I go to this direction or to ministry or what to do? And this is place from John 21, place of the scripture about Peter, Kepha. And all of us, we know what Kepha did with Yeshua in the last day when Yeshua was in this earth and he was tortured. And Peter, he denied Yeshua for three times. Do you remember what's happened with Peter, with Kepha? He went out and he began to cry. It was the low point of his life. It was the valley of death. He was crying. His heart was broken because of this situation. He was, you know, consumed with sorrow because he loved the Lord with all his heart, but his fear take over him. And we see it, verse chapter 21, this after resurrection of Yeshua. Can you imagine the feeling of the Peter after what he did there? Probably he just buried his future, his ministry, everything. He says to himself, I failed the test. I can't be apostle. How this mercy can be for me because I failed the Lord. I denied the Lord. Can you imagine his feeling? It's incredible to think about it. And here in verse 21, after Yeshua resurrected, he came to them. And verse 16, 15, when they had finished breakfast with Yeshua, after resurrection of Yeshua, Yeshua said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? Wow. After what? After Peter denied Yeshua three times. Yeshua continuously, he saw his heart. He heard his prayer there. Yes, Lord, he said to him, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, Bar Yohanan, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. He said to him, take care of my sheep. One more time. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him for a third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Yeshua said to him, feed my sheep. What's happened here? Powerful picture. You know, Yeshua don't try to cover this problem. He don't say, Peter, don't remember, it's nothing. You know, you denied me, it's no problem. Let's go have a positive thinking. This was hard moment for Peter. Three times Yeshua asked him. Peter denied Yeshua three times. And three times Yeshua asked him, do you love me, Peter? He tried to get his heart. I will not give teaching about this because it's deep. But the Lord restored Peter completely. He don't try to hide past from the Peter. He remembered this past. But he changed point of view. So Kepha begin to see all these things from different point of view, from the Lord's heart. And if you know the story of Peter, he was crucified for Yeshua. And if you know the story, he died with joy. Because it was opportunity to die for Yeshua, for his loved ones. Powerful. In this moment, Yeshua recovered his fellowship. He recovered Peter. He recovered his calling. And you know what's happened? Peter get so strong faith after it. Even his shadow made miracles. Wow. But Peter went through so much pain and so bad decisions and so huge mistakes in his life. But because he take good stuff from it, he went forward. I want to conclude with one question. And I will take a few minutes to do it. I want to take some time of prayers for us. If you remember something from your past, when you had problems and when you had and did bad stuff, you know, made bad mistakes or decisions in your life, and you had the problems, great problems in your life, but later the Lord came to you and he was merciful to you. He healed you. He blessed you. He changed everything to you. Do you remember this joy in your life? I want to take 1 minute for every one of us to remember such situation in our life. Please remember. Please think about it now. And let's just thank the Lord if you remember something. The joy of salvation. The joy of His mercy to you. Hallelujah. So let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your miracle, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your help in this difficult situation of my life. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you for your ministry, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, if you were sick and the Lord touched your body and healed you, what was your experience then? Remember when you had problem with the money or finances problem and the Lord show you the way where to go. He promoted you in your job or did you something for you. What a joy you had in your life. Remember when you had difficult situation in your family and it seems to you like no way out. But the Lord give you mercy and forgiveness, and you had peace with your husband, with your children. Remember this situation. Don't forget about it. Amen. Okay, one more task. I want to really end with it. Who had a difficult situation now in your life? I don't know. I know many of you. You can even don't raise your hands. And now please project your past victory from the Lord to your today's situation. Just think about it. If Lord did for you then, can He do it today? And you can start thanks Him for it. Lord, thank you so much for your present now, today with us. Lord, thank you so much for your help today. You promise us you will not forsake us. You will not reject us, Lord. Thank you for your help in today's, in this moment, Lord. Thank you for new hope, for new faith, for new expectations. Thank you for healing to our hearts from unforgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love. Love without conditions, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we believe you. We trust you, Lord. We trust for our future. We trust for our present time. We trust for our today. And we trust for our tomorrow. Lord, we know you was with us yesterday. You with us today. And you will be tomorrow. Thank you so much for your love and for your care for us. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. I want to invite Aaron here to We already have.
Okay, he asked me if we would do the prayer over the bread, so if you'll join me before we go back in service. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, chamotzi lochem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Amen.
So let's stand together and conclude with the Aaronic benediction, with a blessing. Please don't leave anyone, don't forget anyone. We are the family. I believe today's message will help us to move forward with the joy. Change your prayer life. Stop to just crying. Begin to thank the Lord for everything. And He will do in your life. So let's pray. Yeverecha Adonai Veishmerecha Yaher Adonai Panavelecha Vichunecha Issa Adonai Panavelecha Veyasem Lecha Shalom. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.